miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Real Age Tip of the Week in 20 minutes. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Time now for Ask Dr. Mike. Your questions, Dr. Mike answers. Reach out anytime at udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs @gmail.com. This is from Doris in Montana. Doris says, I love my wooden cutting board, but I keep hearing that to avoid foodborne illness, I should be using plastic instead. Is this healthier to make the switch? Dr. Mike.
Before I go there, I'm going to answer or just add to one of Gary's comments in the last half hour. Gary Ginsburg, what's toxic, what's not? If you want to find out about your cosmetics and make sure it has nothing in it that's toxic to you, go to ubeauty.com, ubeauty.com. Now, as far as the Doris asked about the cutting supply, well, there are a lot of kitchen supplies and utensils that spark debate about what's healthy and what's not, Doris. Plastic versus wood and cutting boards is one of the favorites for me because the answer is keep your wooden board. A consistently well-cleaned, not deeply scarred wooden cutting board made from a fine-grained hardwood is safe to use. The best woods, bamboo, which is particularly impervious to bacteria, maple, walnut, cherry, teak, ash, and birch. Those all have antibacterial properties in the wood. Now, you need two cutting boards, one for fresh cut veggies and fruits, and the other for raw meat, poultry, and fish. And don't avoid, and you want to avoid cross-contamination, so don't use the same knife on both. There's sometimes salmonella in raw chicken and E. coli, for example, and if you've only one wooden board, after you cut the animal products on it, you'll have to absolutely scrub it in a dilute Clorox solution if you're not going to contaminate it. A plastic board doesn't absorb bacteria and is dishwater proof, but once the plastic surface becomes scarred or cut, it's a great bacterial magnet, and plastic boards get cut up pretty quickly. So it's time to toss them. Even the dishwasher can't get them completely clean once they've been scarred. As for what plastic boards are made of, typically it's polyethylene, and while some forms of that plastic may leach hormones, there's no proof that it does so in this hardened state. However, the basic message is the wooden boards are best, knock on wood, and your wooden cutting boards will be best to use for a long, long time.
Thank you, Doris. Hope that helps. Let's go over to Georgia, Athens, Georgia. Zoe says, you know, Dr. Mike, I know you say micronized titanium and zinc oxide sunblocks are the best choice, and I've seen Dr. Oz talk about why they're better than sunscreens. But I've also heard zinc oxide sunblocks are made with nanoparticles that can penetrate your skin and become toxic. Is that right?
Yeah, the reports from a recent Shanghai University study found that zinc oxide nanoparticles applied to the skin can kill brain stem cells. That study was in mice, and their skin is a lot thinner and more porous than yours. And while there's no evidence that zinc nanoparticles can penetrate human skin and circulate through your body, we think going with micronized particles, so I say micronized zinc particles, rather than nanoparticles. Most dermatologists agree titanium and zinc oxides that sit on the surface of the skin and reflect the sun, even micronized ones that become transparent after you rub them on, are by far the best choice of available lotions. You can find a list of zinc and titanium oxide sunblocks on DrOz.com or on UBeauty.com. They're all physical sunblockers as opposed to sunscreens, which are chemicals, because some of those chemical sunscreens contain hormone disruptors that could put you up at risk for certain cancers. So we like the sunblocks, and they zinc micronize. So look for micronized and look for zinc dioxide.
Okay, Zoe, and thanks for the email. This is Ask Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and let's take a question from Rachel. She's in Texas. Dr. Mike, I'm going to have hip replacement in the fall, mini anterior, and I'm a bit worried about the surgery itself and about going under. Am I being over anxious?
Well, more than 300,000 people in North America have a hip replacement surgery annually. But it's still a big deal, and you need a detailed conversation with your surgeon about the parts, the technique, and your anesthesiologist about the anesthesia that will be used. Many hospitals and insurance companies require you to attend a pre-surgery hip replacement class. That's a good thing. So bring questions, a friend, write down everything. Many surgeons now use what we call mini anterior surgery. It means the surgeon uses about a 4-inch incision to go in the front without cutting through your large hip muscle groups. That means that you can have a really faster recovery and you're up and about sooner than if the surgeon goes in from the side. Surgeons may opt for the lateral or posterior incisions if you've had prior hip replacement, are obese, very muscular, or have a wide pelvis. Now, as to the anesthesia, general anesthesia is frequently used during this kind of surgery, but although it's much less risky than it used to be, postoperative cognitive problems, that is, you're not, don't feel exactly right, you don't feel like your brain's functioning, remain a concern, especially for those over 80. These days, many surgeons and anesthesiologists favor regional anesthesia, and that is you're given a local anesthetic in your back, usually involving your spine or epidural block, or peripheral nerve block even, and you can be aware of everything that's going on or not aware depending on what you want to be. Regional anesthesia results in less blood loss, improved pain control after surgery, and it may reduce for anesthesia-related stroke or heart attack, although the latter benefits haven't been shown in all studies. But the major message, and I think it was Rachel you said.
Yes.
The major message, don't forget to discuss these choices with your doctor weeks before you head to the operating room. You're not going to the fall, so get in there and see your anesthesiologist and talk about the various options now.
You know, we don't talk much about anesthesiology. Has there been developments in that field that have made it a little more safer, maybe a little more easier in recent years?
Yeah, there are a lot of data now on how they monitor you that makes it much safer. So, if you will, very few people die of an anesthetic-related problem, except for, of course, Michael Jackson when he had someone giving him anesthesia who wasn't an anesthesiologist. But very few people die of an anesthetic-related problem anymore.
All right. That's called Ask Dr. Mike. I love that segment very much. Email us to udocs@gmail.com, and hopefully every week, I like it, we can spend some time, Dr. Mike, answering your questions. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. So if you want to
I should say, Joe, yeah. Before you finish, I have a backlog. It's probably about 100 questions. So if you want to do 3 a week, we can chomp through 3 a week, and we'll probably get more than 3 a week. But we've got a whole bunch of backlog, and I apologize to people for not getting to them all.
Yeah, I love it. I like this segment. I think we should do more of it. You want to give up red meat, but willpower's not working. Mike, what's up?
Well, this is a crazy story. This is an absolutely crazy one because there's a new tick-borne disease where the tick develops a phenomenon that is bites you, and you develop an antibody to what the tick bit you with, and it cross-reacts with the sugar alpha-gal in red meat, and that causes you a serious medical problem.
Wow. Who would have thought? You know?
So crazy. Tick bites can be very bad. and if you develop a serious problem after eating red meat, it may be because someone else has bit you.
Watch out. Okay, after the timeout, more of the top medical stories of the week. Don't forget Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 10 minutes. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.